This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. American Airlines has had enough of delays and cancellations that the company says are happening because of a labor dispute. And now the airline is threatening to take its pilots union to court. It's accusing the pilots of disrupting flights by calling in sick and asking for unnecessary maintenance, which is causing delays. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
American is in bankruptcy protection, trying to restructure. It's trying to impose new pay and work rules on its pilots. They're not happy. Their union hasn't called for any official action, but American says pilots are filing more maintenance complaints and flying circuitous routes. Seth Kaplan is managing partner at Airline Weekly magazine. He says all the delays aren't just coincidence.
You don't suddenly have far more people getting sick at the same time, far more mechanical issues. Something organized is going on.
The union says it's not fair that American is using bankruptcy protection to impose pay cuts, as other airlines have done in the past. And it says the problems are due to old planes and a pilot shortage. But American says the percentage of pilots calling in sick has increased at least 20% a month. Airline analyst Richard Abulafia says part of the problem is it took so long for American to file for bankruptcy protection. Now its competitors have reorganized and merged, and it's still struggling.
What American is doing now is basically playing catch-up and trying to get its cost in line with its competitors before it loses even more market share.
And that's a real possibility. American has had many more canceled and late flights than its competitors, and its passengers aren't happy. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.